إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the fact that Islam is the name of a relationship between the Abd and his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Before we go into the relationship itself, I remind myself and you that the kalima itself, with which we enter Islam, is a kalima where we bear witness to something which already exists. We are not establishing something that does not exist. We say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of worship is already established. We are not establishing it. We are bearing witness to this fact that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is already established. We are bearing witness to this fact that we bear witness to the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi and Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu and that we are his followers. Similarly, when we go into our qubur, a day that will come for all of us, may Allah make it the best day of our lives, inshallah. The first question that is asked is also a question of relationship. Man Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? Allah is not asking, the Malaika will not ask, who is Rabbul Alameen? They know who is Rabbul Alameen. They are not asking for information. They are asking about your and my relationship to that Rabbul Alameen. Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? This word Rabb itself needs to be understood, especially in the context today of English language, which we all speak and which is the language of these reminders. The word Rabb is translated as Lord. That is the usual translation. You find it any of the English translation of the Quran, and the way most people speak when they say Lord, they say Rab. When you say Rab, they say Lord. Now, this is on a side note, but I think it's important. Who is a Lord? Look up the meaning in the dictionary. A Lord is somebody who is a supreme authority. When you say Lord, you are thinking of one of two things. You are either thinking of a feudal Lord, which is somebody who has been given a title by the king. And in feudal Europe, we have all these stories of the feudal lords. Or we are looking at Lord as in many polytheistic religions, where they refer to their God as Lord. So you have Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, and so on and so forth. Now, if you look at feudal lords, you will have to search very hard to find a story related to a feudal lord which had mercy in it, which had concern in it, which had compassion in it. You will find many stories of cruelty, many stories of oppression, many stories of, in English there is a term, lording it. You know, lording it over the others. Now, lording means walking roughshod over other people. So there is no concept of compassion and kindness and love and mercy and nurturing in this term Lord. But we use it mindlessly with the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, who is Rabbul Alameen. Whereas the word Rabb in Arabic is the exact opposite of this. Rabb is the one who takes something which is incomplete, something which is insignificant, something which is small, and takes it and develops it stage by stage to a stage of completion, to a stage of perfection. Shay naqis ko batadrij darja ba darja kamal ke darje tak pahunchane wale ka naam rab hai. Jo Allah taala ki shaan rububiyat hai, wo rububiyat kya hai? Wo rububiyat ye hai ke shay naqis ko batadrij darja ba darja درجہ کمال کو پہنچائے. to take something which is naqis, something which is incomplete, which is insignificant, which is small, which has no value, but to take this thing and move it stage by stage, raise it stage by stage to a stage of completion. Now, it's like a seed which has no significance. Small, it is small, it is, it's not beautiful, nothing. And this seed is planted in the ground. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes this to grow into a magnificent tree which bears fruit and which gives shade. This is the shan, and this is the sifat and the quality and the grace and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So if you take the word Rabb in its actual Arabic meaning, it is the exact opposite in meaning of the word Lord. The word Rabb is characterized by love. It is characterized by nurturing. It is characterized by concern, by compassion. Now, if you take this meaning of the word Rabb, which is the actual meaning, it's not Lord meaning. And then, even if we look at our own lives, and if we look at the difficulties that we face in our lives, the calamities we face in our lives, the disappointments we face in our lives, the accidents and losses that we face in our lives, if we look at these in the context of Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, then every difficulty, every calamity, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from every difficulty and calamity, but every difficulty and calamity actually makes sense as a sign of the mercy and love and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you might say, how is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His love, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two beautiful hadith. One where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent one part out of 100 parts of His mercy into this earth, as a result of which every mother, including a female animal, showers love on its offspring. The other 99 parts of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His makhluk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept with Him, and He will exercise this on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love and His mercy on the Day of Judgment. The second hadith is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going, and he saw this woman nursing her child, and she had a fire and she was cooking some food and she was nursing the child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, he said, do you think this mother will throw that child into that fire? They said, Ya Rasulullah, never. That will never happen. How will the mother throw her child into the fire? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your Rabb's mercy and love for you is 70 times the love that that woman has for her child. 70 times. So this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for us. Now, with this sifat of rububiyat, if we now look at this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we say, but I had an accident, but my business made a loss, but I had some this problem, I had this health issue, whatever it was. How is this a sign of the love of Allah? It's a sign of the love of Allah because each of these is a test that comes to raise your darajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That comes as a test to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this dunya of this nature, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends difficulties and calamities in order to raise the darajat of people. And this is not, I'm not sitting here making fatwa. This is the Quran. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, truly and surely and verily we will test you with fear and with hunger, and with the destruction of your wealth, and with the tests on your health and your children, and glad tidings and bashara for those who have sabr, who have patience, who see and recognize it for what it is, who don't moan and groan and complain and say, oh, but why this, why that? They know this is a test. Alhamdulillah, I have come to a stage in my life, I have to go to the next stage. Like in school, between one stage and another stage, one grade and another grade, there is an exam. Here is an exam that I have to pass. And what do I have to do to pass this exam? I have to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I have to have sabr, I have to not complain, I have to say, whatever was with me came from Allah, it goes back to Allah. It is His milkiyat, it is His possession, He owns it, He can do whatever He wants with it, I am His slave, He owns me as well. And if I say that, then what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. On such people, there is salam from Allah. What is a bigger ni'mah than to be sent salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? What is the bigger ni'mah than this? That Allah is sending salam on you. And this is not my claim, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which I recited just now. Allah is sending salam. Wa rahma, and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on these people. On who? On which people? The people who have been tested. Not people who are sitting. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah for afia. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't ask Him for tests. We ask Him for afia, we ask Him for protection from tests. But those who are tested, this is the reward for that. And Allah is then giving them a guarantee and saying, these are the rightly guided people. Who are the rightly guided people? Not people who have qualified from this or that school. Rightly guided people are those who face the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sabr. Ulaika humul muhtadun. These are the people who are rightly guided. So now if you take the sifat of rububiyat, this meaning of the word Rabb, not Lord, Rabb, and then we see the difficulties and calamities. I'm talking about this specifically because obviously good things we don't need explanations. I'm talking about the bad stuff, so-called bad stuff. When we see those in the context of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see how every single one of those difficulties and calamities is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for His slaves who accept Him as Rabbul Alameen. These are the people who, when they go into their qubur and the question is asked, Man Rabbuk, they will say, Rabbi Allah. Ask Allah to make us all among them who will answer this question. When we are asked, Man Rabbuk, we will say, Rabbi Allah. And the voice from the heavens will say, My slave spoke the truth. This is the relationship which is called Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to understand this relationship, to consciously accept this relationship, and then to do what it takes to maintain this relationship. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease in this and to strengthen this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.